If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett.
It's up.
Hello again and welcome inside these Riverland Roofing Studios for another edition of Talk of Champions. Riverland Roofing for all of your roofing needs. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter. I'm your eyes and ears on the ground at Ole Miss football practice preseason camp. But this podcast is just the tip of the Ole Miss Spirit coverage iceberg. If you go to the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com to fleet of on 3. Chuck Ronzival, he's the godfather of Ole Miss sports reporting. He churns out daily practice reports, the most extensive practice reports you're going to find on the web. OMSpirit.com. Jake Thompson, he does all the team stuff and what Lane's saying, the players are saying, and then Zach, he's the Ole Miss recruiting guy. The Ole Miss recruiting guy on this beat. Sign up at the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com today for $1, just a dollar. And when I say we've got some big things coming, you want to get in on the fun today, because who knows, tomorrow, OMSpirit.com. So what does Ole Miss football need at running back in 2024-25? Here's how it's currently laid out. Ulysses Bentley IV, he's the highest graded returning running back in the SEC. Henry Parrish Jr., he was Miami's lead rusher last season. They're near identical in build and play style. It's objectively true that Ulysses Bentley was more efficient in Lane Kiffin's offense last season than Quinshon Judkins. And that's going to sound nuts to the casual fan, but the numbers bear that out. Yes, Quinshon Judkins was a loss. He's a next-level NFL running back. But his NIL ask in the offseason, multiple-time NIL ask, agreed to a certain number, came back to the table, not necessarily in good faith, 3 times. It was sky high, and it was a moving target, so Ole Miss moved on. Ole Miss got frustrated. It decided not to meet the demand of the single-season record holder for rushing yards in Quinshon Judkins. Quinshon Judkins, yes, single-season Ole Miss record holder for rushing yards. He did it 2 years ago. And it was a great story. Mostly because Lane Kiffin personally scouted, evaluated, recruited Quinshon Judkins. We all remember that picture, that iconic picture that came from the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, an affiliate of On3, of Lane sitting by himself in the bleachers of a game for Quinshon Judkins. And it's not like an SEC head coach, especially with one the stature of Lane Kiffin. It's not like they don't go and visit in person the best recruits in the country. But Quinshon Judkins was not that, at least according to scouting and recruiting rankings. He was a three-star. But there Lane was, sitting in the bleachers, watching him, because he thought he was that good, and Lane was right. Lane Kiffin discovered Quinshon Judkins. He turned him into the Heisman contender as a freshman that he was. Now, a little longer in the tooth Ole Miss fan like me, you remember, I remember, we all remember the Deuce for Heisman year. That campaign, because in the late 1990s, early 2000s, running backs drove offenses. But the bell cow back, that's a dying breed in college football. And that's because teams have wised up to the fact that running back isn't a premium position in football anymore. Actually, it's arguably the least premium position in football. So, of course, Ole Miss didn't pay Quinshon Judkins that ridiculous amount he asked for multiple times. They were willing to the first two times, even though they felt that money was maybe more than they were wanting to go for a running back in the new culture in college football, which is what? Essentially NFL free agency in all aspects except one, name. They weren't going to pay him millions of dollars to carry 15 to 25 times, and 25 is being generous in 2024, especially in a Lane Kiffin offense where that's not required, it's not necessary. Actually, last year, Ulysses Bentley proved it's actually a pretty clunky fit. I mean, this is an offense that already has another Heisman contender in Jackson Dart at quarterback, the highest graded returning wide receiver in the SEC against single coverage in Trey Harris. One of three 700-yard Ole Miss receivers last year in Jordan Watkins. The other two were Trey Harris and Dayton Wade. And Dayton Wade went undrafted, but he's showing out right now for the Baltimore Ravens. We all knew that was coming. We all saw the ridiculous catches. But this offense is stacked. It's not just relying upon one player or one superstar player. That's easy to talk about in the offseason, especially on national shows. Well, what about losing Quinshon Judkins? I'm not knocking the player. He's a great player. Quinshon Judkins is awesome. But the money he was asking for, considering the money Ole Miss had allocated for a non-premium position, they spread it around. They decided to go elsewhere. And I don't blame them, and actually it makes a ton of sense, especially when you consider the rest of the talent. I mentioned Jackson and Trey and Jordan Watkins. What about Caden Priestcorn? He's an NFL tight end. LSU transfer Deion Smith, and yes, I know. You got to wait to see if Deion actually ever suits up. And I was out there at practice today. He wasn't suited up. Micah Davis was again, and he looked pretty good. But the one player... because we only get five periods. That was the last show. Y'all know about that here on Talk of Champions. We only get five periods. And the first play of the first period we got to view was a post corner from Jackson to Trey Harris that was just, oh, it's so close. It's like you can feel it, you know? You know? But it's so close, like December 22nd with Christmas, that you're just frustrated by how close it is, you know? I mentioned Micah Davis. He was all league at Utah State. And that's not even with all these other names, counting guys like Caden Lee, who I've already predicted on social media, this podcast, the message boards. Y'all have all seen it probably at this point. I think Caden Lee's breaking out, especially if Juice Wells doesn't get out of that black no-contact jersey. Ole Miss tried to do right by Quinshon. And in the old days, Ole Miss probably would have kept going until he just said, yeah, that's good enough. Deuce McAllister, my buddy, love that guy to death. In my opinion, for my money, the greatest Ole Miss running back of all time. He was everything. Deuce for Heisman sounded fantastical because Ole Miss in 1990, whatever it was, 9 I think, 2000, could only dream about a title, let alone a Heisman contender. Ole Miss was... those reservations weren't for Ole Miss year in and year out. An antiquated viewpoint would be to say... Ole Miss lost Quinshon Judkins, so the offense is going to suffer. College football, and especially Ole Miss football, isn't like that anymore. Running back is no longer a premium position, and that is especially so under Lane Kiffin. He showed with Elijah Moore in 2020. He just needs a guy that understands the spacing, the movement, the motioning, the constant motion, and that can get his ass upfield as quickly as possible. That doesn't really describe Quinshon. But Quinshon, his first year, was the entire offense. He had to be because of what they were dealing with. You're talking about a Jackson Dart who was just trying to beat out Luke Altmaier to start. Zach Evans was there, and Zach Evans is awesome, and he was awesome. But he was also a durability concern. So Quinshon gets his run. He was good from practice one, too. So this is not to in any way take anything away from Quinshon Judkins. But I get why Ole Miss didn't go there money-wise. And that freed up money allowed Ole Miss to flesh out a championship contending roster even more. Now, the question is whether or not Lane and the coaching staff did enough. And I'm not sure. Because out there at practice, you see the options. You see what it could be. And you look at the numbers from past production. Rashad Amos, for example, had 14 touchdowns for Miami of Ohio last year. That was one less than Quinshon Judkins. He's also a rather plodding 230-pound short yardage guy. That's what he looks like. That's what he's been described to me as like for usage early on for Ole Miss. That's what they want him to do. Oh, yeah, well, Bentley and Parrish are, and then Amos comes in and finishes it. It's Snoop Connor. Same kind of idea. Short yardage is where he'll show up, but can he be more? Maybe he shows more. But the fact that Matt Jones, a former walk-on, now wearing number zero and deserves all kind of credit for how good he's been for Ole Miss, it still says something that Rashad Amos was brought in here to potentially take over for Quinshon, and Matt Jones is still running ahead of him. Dominic Smith is another transfer. He's from Georgia State, and he's all but a variant of Rashad Amos. I don't see as much explosiveness from Smith, but we only get five periods. I don't pretend to be an expert. But they're neither are the fleetest of foot. It's the most basic, simple way you can put it. They're not the super speedy backs. But that's fine because of how Ole Miss is constructed. Rashad Amos and Dominic Smith are redundancies on paper, like Ulysses Bentley and Henry Parrish are redundancies on paper. But you need all of them. Of course you need all of them. Injuries happen. The unforeseen happens. But the upside of an every down Quinshon Judkins type isn't on the roster, and that's all right. Because I trust Ulysses Bentley, the highest graded returning running back in the SEC. I trust Henry Parrish, who's done it here and then at Miami. And what I really love about Ulysses Bentley right now is if you go out to practice, one of the very first things you'll see is number 24 as the players are running up the stairs from the Manning Center to go to the practice fields. He's there to greet every single one of them. He's showing leadership, very obvious leadership. He wants you to know that he's trying to lead. I'm talking about the future because Ole Miss in 24-25, they're going to be more than fine. Assuming Ulysses Bentley's over the turf toe, Henry Parrish is Henry Parrish. He's more than enough for a title contending team in 24-25. But the future is much, much murkier. The freedom from any obligation to Quinshon Judkins, both on and off the field, will open things up for Lane Kiffin and Charlie Weiss creatively in 24-25. I'm not worried about it. But Bentley has had trouble staying healthy his entire career, and that dates back to SMU. And he's been working off to the side more during practice, more often than not, actually, on a stationary bike as he works back from turf toe. And that's without wearing a no-contact black jersey, which is, as you should know by now, injury designation. He's not wearing one. And yet he works off to the side. And I think that's because Ole Miss is just being cautious with him. I don't think Ole Miss is worried about him. But he missed the spring because of turf toe. Debut season, barely played because of injury. Last year, missed some time because of injuries. Durability is a legitimate concern with Ulysses Bentley. Hopefully he stays healthy in his money year, because the money year for the NFL is a hell of a motivator.
Pretty much every dog lover knows our sweet pups are absolutely a member of the family. I know my Rosie sure is. And you wouldn't feed your spouse or partner or your kids just any old thing. What they're putting in their bodies matters. And it's not any different for man's best friend, and that's where Superfood Complete from Badlands Ranch comes in. Actor Katherine Heigl came up with Superfood Complete as the best way to make sure your dog gets all the nutrients and superfoods vital to their health. Badlands Ranch also supports the Jason DeBus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. My Rosie recently started on her Badlands Superfood diet, and let me tell you, we're never going back. It's fast and easy to prepare and serve, but even more, it's delicious, apparently. I haven't tried it myself, of course, but she can't seem to get enough. We've already ordered more. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. That's BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. And order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC today.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
And we talk about breakouts, like I mentioned Caden Lee last show. Why not Ulysses Bentley? That sounds crazy because you know who Ulysses Bentley is, but I still don't think we've seen what a truly uninhibited Ulysses Bentley looks like. I don't think we've seen Ulysses Bentley at full capacity yet, anywhere he's been. But if he doesn't hold up, all the strengths that he brings to the offense are applicable to Henry Parrish. He'd be fine. He'd be great. What you're hoping for is a Logan Diggs, the LSU transfer, to show up. I have doubts. I was told not too long ago they consider whatever they get out of Logan Diggs to be a bonus, which essentially means his availability for this season, let alone the opener, is still a question. How big of a question? Well, only Lane Kiffin and his coaches and the players themselves can answer that, and they won't. They don't talk about injuries, which, go for it, that's fine. But that's what I've heard. He was the portal's eighth highest graded running back, according to Pro Football Focus, was Logan Diggs, 86.9. And, of course, Ole Miss's Portal Hall, the number three portal class in the country. Interestingly enough, Logan Diggs on social media 2 days ago, Saturday, posted an hourglass on social media. Now, for those of you who are not particularly emoji inclined, I think he was not so subtly saying it's only a matter of time before he's back, which if that's true, oh, do they have enough? Do they have all the depth of options that they have at other positions? I'm not so sure. Logan Diggs would be huge for that. The prospect of having him in that room to push and compete is crazy exciting. Not that the others aren't capable, it's just there are so many questions, as you would expect from a room that is built out of question marks. They were in the portal for a reason. And Rashad Amos is intriguing. He's not a burner, but he's a top 10 returning rusher in college football. He posted 1,075 yards last season, better than all but five running backs in college football. Quinshon Judkins, by comparison, was only a spot ahead of Rashad Amos. He had 1,158 as an Ole Miss sophomore. Judkins only had one more touchdown, like I mentioned earlier. All three recently posed the question on Twitter, which SEC transfer running back will make the biggest splash with his new team? And Ole Miss was on that list three times. Henry Parrish, Logan Diggs, Rashad Amos. Now, Trevor Etienne at Georgia is going to be absolutely gnarly. And Rocket Sanders is a name we all know, played at Arkansas. But is he healthy for South Carolina? I think, I don't pretend to be an expert, but I think I prefer Henry Parrish's fit at Ole Miss to Chip Trainum's at Kentucky or Samuel Franklin's at Oklahoma, even Marcus Carroll at Missouri. But, and the reason why is because Ole Miss is doubling down on what worked last season. Ulysses Bentley worked. He averaged 5 yards a carry and was the highest graded returning running back in the SEC. And that's with or without Quinshon Judkins. He was graded higher. That doesn't make him a better running back. That makes him a better fit for what Ole Miss does and winning as many ball games as possible, which is the only thing that matters in 2024-25 because it's the title run year. But if one or both of Bentley and or Parrish aren't healthy, what's coming behind them is, in my opinion, could be completely wrong, a Tremaine Turner clone in Matt Jones. That just shows how good Eli was in 2003. Ridiculous. Not that Tremaine wasn't good, but 18 of Ole Miss's 22 projected starters are from the portal. Ole Miss won a program record 11 games last season, sights set on an expanded 12-team college football playoff, going for their first title since 1960. How deep is the room, though? How deep is the running back room? And that's one of the only pressing questions right now for me the rest of camp. And in the early weeks of the season, because Ole Miss can keep taking it easy with Ulysses Bentley through September. They don't need him against Furman August 31. They could probably get by holding back Henry Parrish, too. They don't need those guys for the first games. I need to see a Rashad Amos game early on. If only for my own stupid Ginger Shrek peace of mind. But next year is an entirely different matter. Ole Miss will be starting completely from scratch. Kedrick Riscano is gone. Transferred out after the spring. Here's the thing about Kedrick Riscano, however. One-time four-star recruit. Big get in recruiting. The only running back of the future on the roster, and that leaving isn't ideal, but he underwhelmed. That's despite being given real run in the spring. He underwhelmed. He was essentially a one-man show in the spring, and never really did anything that made you go, oh, there it is. But his departure quite literally resets the entire room for Ole Miss to start from scratch. If there was ever a position to do it, running back. Make it the lowest value position on a football roster. Running back. That's how you know Lane Kiffin and this staff are operating at peak. But Ole Miss is already on its way for building the room for next year. On3 national recruiting expert Steve Wilfong on Monday put in an On3 prediction for Ole Miss to land four-star 2025 running back Shekai Mills-Knight. Ole Miss has been on him for a while. And when Steve Wilfong, like I've told you guys, when Steve Wilfong says something, makes a prediction, lock it in. Lock it in. So I'm going to predict it with him because I've learned not to doubt Steve Wilfong. Shekai Mills-Knight, Ole Miss on the verge of landing him, but he won't be the only one. A.K. Deer is the five-star in-state running back who decommitted from Ole Miss in June. But sources continue to insist that he will be an Ole Miss Rebel on signing day. That is not Ben Garrett saying A.K. Deer will be an Ole Miss Rebel on signing day. But also, sources are saying that. So, sure. A.K. Deer and Mills Knight. How's that sound for a running back signing class in 2025? And Ole Miss will portal at least two running backs as well. The bottom line is, unlike at quarterback, where I said the next great Ole Miss quarterback is on the roster, the next great Ole Miss running back, Deuce for Heisman, isn't on this roster, probably. But Ole Miss can win a title with Ulysses Bentley and Henry Parrish. Maybe Rashad Amos or Dominic Smith take a step, and Matt Jones is that great story. Maybe. My opinion is that after Ulysses Bentley and Henry Parrish, certainly next season, the cupboard is bare, which makes it the most intriguing position of camp. So what happened at practice? Not a ton. They're not hitting a ton. But I did get a Fab Five just for this podcast. So here we go. Number one, with a roster pretty well set across the board, save for injury, I think it's notable that Preston Cushman, the reserve Ole Miss offensive lineman, has emerged at least through two-ish weeks as the first-team starter at right tackle. That probably mostly has to do with Washington transfer Julius Boileau being in and out of practice with an injury. Because Julius, the last practice we got to see, which was Thursday, was the right tackle. And then today, he's nowhere to be seen. A multi-year developmental tackle. Emerging potential. Like Ben Brown did it. Ben Brown stepped in after sitting, and he was really good for 4 years, and then he left. He got drafted. Maybe it's Preston Cushman's time. Because he is out there, so far, every day at right tackle. Holding up pretty well, too. He's been pretty impressive. Number two! Jordan Watkins has been in a non-contact jersey all camp. Monday was no different, though he was a full participant in individual drills. He was cutting it loose with routes, too, which obviously is encouraging. Number three, Juice Wells has been under injury designation all but one day so far. Not ideal. He was back on the bike Monday. And remember, he missed pretty much all of last season because of, it's like almost the theme of today was injury. But it was running backs. Not injuries, running backs. But that's why he missed and got into the portal. He should be in the NFL right now, an injury. So the fact that he got out of the black jersey, goes into a red jersey, you think he's back, he starts to look great, maybe they're just being cautious. But forgive me if I'm a little skeptical, only because of the history. He hasn't been healthy in a year. And now he's back in black. Meanwhile, Caden Lee, he's balling out. Aiden Williams, too. Aiden Williams has done some nice things in practice, some nice snags, spectacular snags. But I caution you, because I have to caution myself, because, again, y'all think I'm serving Kool-Aid all day, every day. These were the exact same things he was doing this time last year, and he didn't do much of anything once games arrived. I think it'll be different. The three wide receivers starting right now are Trey Harris, Caden Lee, Aiden Williams. And I think Aiden could be a field stretcher. Now, ideally, or at least I think when Ole Miss went recruiting to replace or get another starter in the offseason, Deion Smith was ticketed for the spot Aiden's holding down. So that'll be interesting if Deion ever gets out there. Who gets the lion's share of snaps? Does that spark an even greater performance, more consistent performance out of Aiden that is the motivator he needs? Because right now, he's doing what they want him to do. Made a great catch on the second play of Team Endo. Going to the ground, falling to the ground. Basket catch. Number four, I mentioned the nice snag earlier, but Trey Harris's post corner was just sick. And number five, the first team offense in team tempo was as follows. Jackson Dart, Trey Harris, Caden Lee, Aiden Williams, Caden Priest, corner tight end, Bentley and Parrish, Diego Pounds, Jerquan Scott, Washington transfer Nate Kelpo, and Cushman. And that's it. That's all. And I'm sorry I didn't have the highlights, but I promise you, when you see me again on Wednesday, highlights, more observations. If you haven't subscribed to the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, and Fleet of 03, do that today for $1. Talk of Champions is powered by Riverland Roofing, and for all of your roofing needs, text or call them at 662-644-4297. That's 662-644-4297. Visit them online at riverlandroofing.com. Zach Berry will have a fresh Ole Miss recruiting podcast for you Tuesday. I'll see you again here in the Riverlands Roofing Studios on Wednesday. Then star Ole Miss defender Jared Ivy will have his Ivy League podcast with the Ole Miss Spirit on Thursday with guest Brandon Turnage, Ole Miss defensive back. The Oxford kid returned home from Alabama and Tennessee, so be on the lookout for that. Folks, so close. It's right there. Right there. Be good. God bless.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.